Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, big too bum.
Big too big.
Big too bum.
Big too big.
Big too bum.
Big too big.
Big too bum. Cause bitch, big too bum.
Big too big.
Big too bum.
Big too big.
Big too bum.
Big too big.
Big too bum.
Yeah, I'm digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit while I smile.
Sit while I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no rules.
Ain't no rules.
Running that pussy like I got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first, first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Have her ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Clean
do
the
you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
Hold on.
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
What the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it wet like I'm selling the shine.
Selling the shine.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bear. You better take all the fire.
Yeah, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people and gin and rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, wear her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad, I got her under my spell cause you trapped. She be rolling with a nigga cause I rap. But that nigga so far she burst like yo bad.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him? Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick, ball out. The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck me so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club trying to take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch have that. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make
girl,
it.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Believe me, Chris, you don't want to mess with drugs.
NDORadio.com.
Westside. Bank here.
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My true game, my shoe
this
game.
This is NDO Radio. Can't certified bank.
Instead of hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, that's how you about fuck me.
Hold on, hold on.
Now fuck that bitch. Three. What you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Rubel. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear.
spread on the bottom right there. Tell him she a mother, her hairy. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird, parry. Ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad. Don't round around, no guinea, no bunking. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lame.
Her hips fast, seen walk past her like she is. She seen my Audemars, try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in the drop top
Rain Rover.
I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. West side, bank head. It wasn't
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch that shit. Bitch said holler about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Bitch said holler about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Bitch said holler about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Three. FDB man. Fly like L train. Me and E Lewis got Chuck boys on, he ain't got that pair, man.
No,
With my LDB clip, 33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheat trick. Sit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. Westside, bank head. It wasn't
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch that shit. Bitch said holla about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said
holla
about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holla about fuck me.
Holla.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Bitch said, thank you. You want fuck. Everything, y'all did. It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. Can't touch this shit. Bitch said holla about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget that I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to.
Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go.
Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking Re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And now I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I
ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm hish, least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Rick was down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means okay, one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and his might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. T-Bow swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raphael, or Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's 8:13 a.m. What's going on, everybody? I'm up in here. You know what I'm saying? It is a gloomy day out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I don't know if it's going to rain and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, big shout out to everybody that's up and rolling with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? I've been looking at my stats and all of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Santa Claus. I'm making a list and I'm checking it twice. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So it's all good. I see we got a lot of followers. I see we got some more followers. You know, big shout out to the Thick Nation. We're getting ready to do our first mile walk tomorrow at Planet Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's planning on being there. You know what I mean? We can definitely be getting it in tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to DJ Diva D and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in the Thick Nation out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, Fat Man Bangs, BBW, today we're going to have one of the up-and-coming BBW supermodels is going to be calling in today, Miss Kimberly Nicole, you know what I'm saying? It's one of my girls and this and the other. She know I'm her biggest fan, you know what I'm saying? Me and her started networking and talking a couple of years ago, you know what I'm saying? And she was talking about how she wanted to get into the business and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't do nothing but basically just supported her and told her that she could do it, you know what I'm saying, which we all need to do with everyone who wants to venture into a new business or something like that. Men, make sure you support your woman, and ladies, make sure you support your men, you know what I'm saying? Because we need support too, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's out there supporting they men and everything, you know what I'm saying? So we're today it's all about the old school, you know what I'm saying? We talking about, you know, old school back in the day, you know, what were you doing back in the day? I'm gonna see I'm gonna get my of course big shout out to my co-host, you know what I'm saying, Tara Tara, AKA Illa, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see if I can get her to start posting up some old school music. I'm gonna see what y'all was doing back back in the day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna see if I can get her to start posting up some old school and this and the other. Post up some old school that y'all probably don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, and of course my girl Ella will be in just a little bit. But right now, y'all, we gonna get back to the music. You know what I'm saying? It's old school Friday. I didn't get to upload any old school. This is why we going to I'm gonna start posting some music and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? See where y'all mind at. See where y'all see what y'all remember, what y'all don't remember. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. If y'all want to hit me up and you got something to say, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Wake your ass up, America.
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Everything about me.
Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Problem come with them hoes like a donut. So more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. Why? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Yeah. Everything
about me. Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip, going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck, probably with some hoes that I just met. And yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted, like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me, everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me. What?
Old School Friday, my girl Illa
Illmatic, you know what I'm saying? Illmatic, you know, a.k.a. Tara Tara is already posting up old school music, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go on there, press the like button, you know what I'm saying, and see if y'all remember some of this old school music we got for y'all, you know what I'm saying? You got your Fat Man coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening. We got Johannesburg, Africa in the house, you know what I'm saying? We got everybody in the building doing their damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And we going to be right back, y'all. Like I said, if you want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. Let me know what you were doing back in the day, okay? You know what I'm saying? This is an old school Friday, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to load up any old school, but my girl Tara Tara, she has me, and she's putting up old school music right now. So if you still tipping on fofos and knocking on them hoes, you let the Fat Man know. Hit me up. Wake your ass up, America.
Still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping fofos, and I'm packing fofos. I'm still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Crawling, still ballin' in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick slim nigga sticking your chick. Pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping. Bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grain gripping. Still tipping on still tipping on fo rapping, fo rapping, fo bopping, fo hopping, the no hacking, the no packing, fo blowing on that endo. GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. These niggas don't understand me, cause I'm ball tall, gon' candy. Top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalade. When I'm riding freewheel, sliding like a escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed, I still represents what's your house, huh? Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping fofos, and I'm packing fofos. Still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos.
I'm tipping, wood grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your day ain't missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and sir sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible top. Hose bob with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pantaline. It tastes grinding to be a king. It tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me.
Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping fofos, and I'm packing fofos. Still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping fofos, and I'm packing fofos.
What it do is power wild, I'm the people's champ. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84s poking out at the club, I'm showing out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Bigger diamonds off in my mouth, princess cuts all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range, dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch the house or switch the blast. Mike Jones, he running the game and magnificent. By this cash, Michael Watts, he made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G-Dash took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, But T-Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's Bow Wow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5-9 South Lee, baby. Holla at me.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back. Paint wetter than melted ice, rallying hockey strikes, burning rubber at every light. Me mugging like fuck your life. I be hustling all day and night, pushing all night and day, twisting and whipping, yay. Getting my guapole, chalupa my goo to my pay. Better not get in my way, from the Bay to LA to the A, this nigga connected. Worldwide nigga, this fixture had you beheaded. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect. Woke up early in the morning and put one in the air. Got so high, thought about running for mayor. Slapped myself to make sure I was still there. Shit showered and shaved, then I cut my hair. Today I'm trying to get laid and put a pounding on the money. Tryna find me a bitch with ass like a world star hip hop bunny. Trying to get rich in this collective, stack my money. You can tell that I'm a D-boy by my baller tummy. Sometimes I dress uppity, sometimes I dress scummy. Sometimes I dress high class, sometimes I dress bummy. If it ain't about no cash, you can miss me. You can miss me. The time you can find is hustler tip.
Bitch,
bitch.
Turn my music up.
I've been running around all day trying to get my decimals up. Anybody that try to stop me, I suggest that they duck. Cause when I get the bucket, I can assure you it's nothing pleasant.
Nothing pleasant.
My arsenal game is Smith and Wesson, all kind of weapons. Even if you're wearing chest protection, the trauma plate won't work.
It won't.
Cause I'ma aim at your helmet. I ain't gonna aim at your shirt. A lot of these bitch ass niggas should be wearing a skirt. With a box of Motrin and some maxi pads and they purr. Pillow talking and biting pillow. Acting like some grizzly. A whole bunch of that sucker shit, a bunch of popsicles. I should have been a tourist cause I'm stubborn as a bull. I'm a different type of dude, man. I stick to the rules. I'm a real nigga, best believe it. I live it and I breathe it. I tell it like it is and I call it how I see
my
it.
Partner used to be sharp, but now he on CC. What do CC mean?
Methamphetamine.
I can't believe
can't
it.
Believe.
Man, he disappointed me. I'm devastated, man. He lost 2 points with me.
I'm standing outside of my crib with some gym shorts and a hoodie. Talking to my nigga on the celly, smoking a Philly. Sipping on a fifth of that oil cognac.
Behind them walls of them bricks, he got caught with a key of candy.
If he didn't go to jail by now, he'd probably be dead. So instead, he in there with his uncle, his daddy, and relatives.
Turn my music up.
What's happening?
You know what I'm saying?
They
we
ain't
just,
ready for that old school. I take them back to Superfly, the Brothers Johnson, Donnie Hathaway.
Right.
That's old school to me.
No, they don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying?
They don't know nothing about that.
They don't know nothing about that.
I think Daddy Kane ain't no half stepping. Do you know I can do all of them dances?
I feel you. I remember back in the day when I was growing up, and this and the other. You know, I was talking to some people yesterday. That's from Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying? And I was letting them know that everything that went down in New York, Detroit got it first. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, big shout out to some of my homies. Like I told them, I remember when BDP dropped Criminal Minded. You know what I'm saying? And everything like
Criminal Minded, you've been blinded. Oh, that was my joint.
You know what I mean? And everything like that. So big shout out to my man KRS-One, because whenever he comes out here to Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? He always, always hits your boy Fat Man up in his set and the other. You know what I'm saying? We were also reminiscing about back in the day. I don't know if anybody remembers J. Rue the Damager. You know what I'm saying? He had some hot shit back then. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. What else? What else can we get into? Who's that?
EPMD.
Right.
Well, that ain't really back today, but I fuck with the Far Side. I like... I'm trying to think of somebody. I mean, we got to go all the way back to who started the barbecue. The Message started the barbecue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Fast and the Fast and the Furious Five started this barbecue shit, because when they dropped that, they broke down the whole urban story. And that song, I remember every single word of it, and it's still valid to this day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Big shout out to the Furious Five. I'm going to see if I can get my man Scorpio to call in, you know what I'm saying, on one of our Throwback Fridays and everything. I'm starting hitting up a lot of these old school rappers and everything, and my man Just Ice. You know, I remember him from back in the day.
Oh.
I was fortunate enough to be able to go and pick up Craig G from the radio station. From the symphony, you know what I'm saying? Me and him sat at my kitchen table.
I was listening to that other night.
You know what I'm saying? Me and him sat at my kitchen table. Exactly, exactly. So we sat at my kitchen table, and we smoked trees, and people that came by was like, yo, do y'all know who this is? And they was looking at me like, nah, man, who is that? And I'm like, yo, man, this is Craig G. I was like, y'all don't remember the symphony and shit like that? And they was like, nah, Fat Man, we don't remember nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, okay then.
Exactly.
Big shout out to one of my old school, another old school artist. That's out there in Los Angeles, California. And that's my man, Mad Lion. If y'all don't, you know, remember Mad Lion, you know, he has a Jamaican jerk cut out there in LA, California. So big shout out to him, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that.
Okay,
you know, big shout out to MC Shan. You know what I'm saying? I remember MC Shan. You know what I mean? Y'all, you remember the bridge is over. The bridge is over. Hey, the bridge is over. The bridge is over. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What old school records remind you of what's prevalent today, Illa?
Let me think. Let me really, really think about this. Like I said, the first one is The Message.
Uh-huh.
And then Public Enemy. Don't believe the
hype.
You can't deny, don't
believe
the hype, because that's what a lot of is going on. People are believing hype. Don't believe it.
Yeah.
They told it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They put it down. Ice-T. Remember when was it Power or I'm Your Pusher? When he was like, I push records. I don't push dope. Dude,
right.
Like, I know you got to tell it, man. I'm missing my tweet. No, he like, dude, I got records. You know? Even though Ice-T do what he do now, back in the day, he was doing his thing. You know, Run DMC, you can't deny King of Rock. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
I remember I lived in Saginaw. I remember Run DMC was just like a little group that was just touring cities. And they came to the skating rink, and it was so packed. People were stepping on each other. And just so happened, somebody opened the back door. I bust up in that mug like never be. I bust up in there like new shoes. You know what I'm saying? I was right next to the stage. I remember Prince. You could go see Prince for $25. $20, you could go see Prince. Prince cost $20,000 now.
Yeah,
you know?
$30,000, $40,000. I remember last Friday I posted up a picture of my man Heavy D. Heavy D was one of the mentors, one of my mentors. I got to meet Heavy D back during back when they was doing the Fresh Fest. Remember when the Fresh Fest
used to come
to Detroit? You know what I'm saying? That's when Poppin', you know, that's when Poppin' and Lockin' and all that shit was out, and this, that, and the other. And hold on. I'm gonna give you something that, from back in the day, because I was touring with these guys with Heavy D. It was the song with DJ, please. Pick up your phone. You know what I'm saying? I was touring with the cats.
This morning? It was either last night. I was singing that, or this morning. I said the art. It was this morning. I said to myself, the art of the DJ needs to come back. You know what I mean? The DJ is what was the rapper. The DJ is the one that made you get up and move. The DJ made you feel the music by with him spitting over the beat. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what hip hop was about. That's how hip hop was born. They don't know it though. They don't know. They just going with what they see now. They don't know real hip hop and how it really started with the art of two turntables and a mic. And more than likely, your turntables was sitting on some crates, so when you got done, you could put the records in your crate and take your stuff to the car.
They don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? You, the speakers, you know, the boom boxes and the speakers you know, I remember like you said, when Run DMC was first coming out, they was a little small touring band, you know, touring group, and they was getting gigs in Detroit, and people was like, who the fuck is Run DMC and shit like that. I even remember them not even showing up to a couple of gigs and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And everybody used to be like, who is fucking Run DMC? Who is Run DMC? Mm-hmm. And this, that, and the other. And then when they dropped Rock Box, it was a rock. What was the first song?
It was the one.
Rock Box, and that's the way it is.
I'm trying to think of the words. I can't even jog my memory. But it was one. It was Run by himself. What was the name of it? It was just Run on there. It was just him, and he was ripping. You know what I mean? People see Red Run now, and they're like, oh, he just an old rapper. No, dude, that dude was the coldest at it. Couldn't nobody touch Run back in the day. Nobody. I bet they don't remember Crush Groove, the movie.
I don't think they remember Crush Groove. I don't think they remember Wild
That's
Style.
Beach Street. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think they remember stuff like that. You know what I'm saying and everything. You know. I'm telling you because you know you had to be in a state of mind back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You had to be in a hip-hop state of mind. You had to, back then we was living, breathing, and eating this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everything. That's all we knew.
Yeah. It was finally something we had of our own. Because, you know, like I posted some of the older records, that was that generation. That was like our parents' generation. But when hip-hop came, it was ours. It was our music. The first song that got me bent on hip hop was Blondie. Fab Five Freddy's on everybody's side. Flash is cool. You remember that? The Rapture.
I remember that. I step into the world. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know. Matter of fact, KRS-One sampled it. You know what I'm saying? And this and the other. It came up with Yes, y'all. You don't stop. KRS-One.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, listen, y'all, we just up in here. You got the fat man up in here. You know what I'm saying? This is old school Friday. We talking about the old school, the house parties, the quarter parties, the blue light parties. You know what I'm saying? And everything. If you want to get into this conversation, hit me and Ella up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Me and Ella gonna dig back into the crates and see what else we can find out right now. Here's my man 2 Chainz and No Lie, No Lie, No Lie, yeah, yeah. And yeah. Wake your ass up.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boot bigger, bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong, that pie. Louis V's in my archives. Black diamonds are part-time. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostrils. I take your girl and kidnap her. Beat her to my mattress. My skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me, I pour that. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne. You want true? That's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like a year. My office is my tour bus.
Yeah.
She came through. She brought food. She got. She knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are it is what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are if she was acting up, then I f*** the ones and never f*** again.
True.
She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass an intern,
intern.
For money like I built the shoe. Streets talking that confirmed, go ask them who just catch you. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord, I say f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass, take him out, bring him in, them whole things, Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend, I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't,
true.
YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lucky, 2 Chainz on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that right hand,
yeah. I say f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
My motherfucking new. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my news. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And they ain't going in, it's on with my niggas. My nigga,
dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit our water and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. You know I fuck with you the long.
I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga got kicked, my nigga got weight. My nigga fronting me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got late. My nigga weak. My nigga get a plate. I'm still here and listen. My nigga, my nigga. My knock nigga shit. My nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga talk shit. Then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in there trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. Thought it wasn't enough room cause I came with my niggas. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Believe it, I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga,
my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my
nigga, my nigga,
my
nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my
nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my this would be the hit me with the heat, real recognized, real niggas gon' speak, wipe me out, chicken laden, I've been rolling about a week, you can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth, wipe me out, black face, so you know a nigga rolling, they ain't check me at the door, so ain't no telling what I'm holding, wipe me out, bad bitches, they gon' bust it wide open, niggas flashing in the gray, but I'm the nigga they approaching, wipe me out, small nigga, tall figures, y'all niggas, crawl niggas, we gon' get Mac 11s and dog niggas, wipe me out, y'all niggas, call niggas, but my nigga all killer, get your issue, and whoever fall with it,
cause I'm on, wipe me out, 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 cause I'm on,
white man, cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on
B-O-O-S-I-E-B-A-D-A-C-C, that's me,
white man out.
I got bitches.
You're supposed to fly, girl. That's my jam. Anyway, somebody just said that it should be a tour from people on Facebook. And my brain says, well, damn, I'm finna go find the resources that they met that may be possible. And I was doing it saying my man couldn't make that a viable business. So here come the random hater alert. And then he cooned right in with her and started laughing like, yeah, man. She like, well, how would you know? You couldn't delete people off the ship. You would just have to throw them overboard. So I asked her, I'm like, why would a being contemplate harming another being even in the sake of a joke?
Right.
And it made me realize that's why a lot of the things, the ventures that we try to get started as a people fail because somebody says a harmful thing as a joke. They're putting it into the atmosphere. So anyway, bump them. It dawned on me that you could do a BBW cruise.
Yeah, I mean they're doing them in this, that, and the other. I mean, I got a lot of plans, for my big girls. Big shout out to my big girls. They chiming in this morning. You know what I'm saying? I got Lisa Miss Beautiful Plus chiming in. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl Ruby Red. She's definitely in the building, and we're getting ready to talk to BBW supermodel, my girl Kimberly Nicole. Me and Kimberly been networking for a while in this BBW industry and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you are right, Ella. We could be doing some plus-size cruises, plus-size shows and things like that. You know, I did have a plus-size club out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but like you said, when Black folks find out what you're doing and this, that, and the other. People will say harmful things, negative things about what you're doing, what you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? And what made it so bad and what made it so sad, these were my own people, you know what I'm saying? These were my own so-called brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, in the community and things like that. White folks came out every weekend and partied. Every weekend, you know what I'm saying? I would have 200 to 250 white people up in there on a Thursday night. I would try and get my sisters to come out. I would have free drinks the whole night. And, you know, they took it as it was a joke. But check this out. When a person goes through, when a person does something, this is what I have to tell women. Do you honestly think that I would go to the extreme of creating a flyer, getting a club, asking you to come out, creating a club night just to talk to you? That's a little too much. You know what I'm saying? That's a little too much. That's going a little too far overboard. You know what I'm saying? Women, you've got to start. I said this earlier. Women, you got to start taking these men. Women, you are the best judge of character. You know when a man is full of shit, and you know when a man is coming to you sincerely. Start using that third eye. I'm going to let Ella tell you about the third eye and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But, ladies, you guys have it more than any man that I could ever know. You know what I'm saying? And everything
like
that.
Well, you know what it's called? So, it's called when your kid's in the other room doing something wrong and you know it.
Right,
that's the best
way
I can break it down. Because you can feel them. Because you know they be in there putting peanut butter in the VCR. And you like, let me go see what his little ass doing. Because I know he in there doing something because he's too quiet. Same scenario. That's the best way I can break it down in the simple, Ebonics and English or shit niggas speak.
Well, listen, we're going to get into this. I got her calling in right now. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you the top BBW supermodel that's coming out of Baltimore, I mean, coming out of Boston, if I'm not mistaken, in everything, we have Kimberly Nicole on the phone. How you doing, sweetie?
Hello.
How are you?
And I know you didn't say Boston. I'm in Baltimore.
Yeah, I had to change that up. I meant to say Baltimore and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on with you now? Where are you at? You in Milan? You in Dubai? Where are you at now?
I wish. soon, definitely. I am in Baltimore right now. You know, I had done a blog. I started my blog, my Curvy Girls Kitchen blog, a vegetarian, vegan, and healthy curves blog. And
okay.
That's going well. So just running that and writing for Manic Magazine. I have some good news coming out real soon about Manic Magazine. They're out of New York. So stay tuned
okay.
for that.
All right.
Still doing some modeling. I'll be in Atlanta in May for the Fat Girl Fresh anniversary fashion and honors event on May 3rd.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it's some women out there listening and this, that, and the other and everything. Kind of real quick, because I know you're kind of limited on time and this, that, and the other. Kind of give people a quick rundown of kind of like what you do in the industry that we're in.
So I'm a plus model. I do runway and magazines, and I'm also a blogger and a writer. For the last year, I've been really focused on blogging and writing and attending uh-huh. events around the country. I was just in Miami a couple months ago for the Miami Fashion Week plus Fashion Week, which was amazing. So a lot of these events are popping up, and it's now like plus fashion season. So you're going to see Full Figure Fashion Week and Curves Rock here in Baltimore and shows in Atlanta, all over the country for the spring and summer. So it's going to be amazing.
Okay. Now, with the way that what type of advice would you give any young lady that's trying to get into the industry that wants to do what you're doing?
I say do your research. Make sure this is where you want to be. You know, just like with any, I always say with like any business, you know, there's a criteria. You need to know the business. You know, it's not just about being pretty or being curvy. You definitely have to know the business. You have to know how to network. You have to know how to speak to people. It's definitely a business. So you need to know your business before you get into it.
Okay. All right. Yes, it is, because you can't burn a lot of bridges, and you can't get blackballed
yes,
in this business.
Can.
Trust.
Yes, you can. And it's not just about taking a pretty picture. You have to be able to interview. You have to be on top of your game. And one niche that we don't really talk about a lot in the plus industry is, you know, even though we're plus size, we have to be healthy, and we have to look our best. You know, that's hair, skin, everything.
Right.
And that comes from
right.
being healthy within. So that
right.
was definitely
right.
my thought process behind Curvy Girls Kitchen and becoming a wellness coach, because we need to understand that just because we're plus size does not mean it stops there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, this is the reason why, you know, I talk about a lot of, I try and get my big girls in the gym and everything to get that, you know, it's a, like you said, it's about being healthy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. When you're doing a lot of this flying and touring, that's a lot of walking through a lot of airports, you know.
Absolutely.
And some of them airports can be 3-4 miles long that
mm-hmm.
you got to walk to get to your next plane. And you have to be in some type of shape or this, that, and the other, or you will never make your next flight. You don't want to show up fatigued and things like that to your business meetings, and you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And this is one of the things that now as far as Curvy Girls Kitchen, what is that about? Are you blogging about food? Are you trying to get people to eat healthy? What is that?
It's a little bit of everything. It's a vegetarian, vegan, and healthy curves lifestyle blog. I've mainly focused on meatless dishes, meatless meals, but I also offer some healthy resources. When I started it, it was mainly about recipes, but it's now evolved into something a little bigger. And next week, I'll be certified as a wellness coach, which is great.
Okay.
So I went back to school decided to get some more information, do some research, because I'm on this healthy journey myself. So I definitely wanted to find out more about it and what I can do to help myself and then, you know, to help my plus-size people, you know. And I
right.
always say, if I don't lose another pound, that's fine. But
right.
as long as I'm healthy, I don't have high blood pressure, I don't have diabetes, I don't have all these issues that some people say come along with being overweight. So,
right.
yeah, it's definitely all about being healthy from the inside, not doing these fad diets. It's about a lifestyle.
Right, right, right. And I don't think people understand our lifestyle. They don't understand the BBW lifestyle, nor the BHM lifestyle.
Okay.
I know I have my co-host Tara, a.k.a. Illa, on the phone. Tara, you got anything to ask Kimberly?
Man, I got something to say to Kimberly. I said, hey, woo-woo,
hey.
Do your thing, girl.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That, you know, it's so rare to hear especially black women, go for something, say what they want, and go out there and make it happen. I applaud you, fully salute you for making it happen, controlling your own destiny. You know, that's a great thing you're doing. I'm fully
Thank
here
you.
For
exactly.
it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
She said, go ahead and raise the roof, Kimberly. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and raise the roof and everything like that. Well,
yeah.
Kimberly, I appreciate you calling in, sweetie. I know it's old school Fridays and this, that, and the other. What do you remember about the old school? You're still a baby. You and everything.
Everybody got old school, fat man.
I'll never tell my age.
I said everybody got an old school. Everybody came up in the class or generation that it was something that about their generation you like. Now generations are wise, so you ain't got to tell us our age. Just tell us something from back in the day that you like.
Oh goodness, I love my asymmetrical haircut that I had when I was 15 when I got undercut for the first time.
she said her asymmetrical haircut.
Yes,
she...
man, you don't know nothing about that.
No, and my stonewashed jeans.
You
yeah.
girl, use all day with the guest shirt.
Yeah,
without a doubt. Now,
uh-huh.
you know, I know about hairdos. I know about the hot top fade and shit like that. You know, my little fat ass. Used to rock the little high top fade. I used to rock the little haircut the little fat dude wore in Juice. You know, trying to cut to the side and shit, you know what I'm saying? I used to wear that shit because my sister did hair, so you know what I'm saying? So
you was up to you
stayed.
Do know, so you got the inside scoop. See, that's
oh,
why you can relate
good.
To women the way you can relate to them, because your sister, if she did hair, she was a G. But speaking of doing hair, do you remember how long it took to actually get a Jerry curl?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. All that
you remember
the
cold
the
water
and...
from burning.
Right. That shit be smoking and shit up under there. You sit there, but you know what I mean? You be like, damn, am I fucking on fire or what? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Let's see. What else? I had me one of those, I had an 8-bar leather jacket. You remember the
8-bar
leather jackets and shit? You know what I'm saying? I had me now. This is something me and Tyler know about back in Detroit. You remember the Adidas Top Tens with the leather Gandalf?
Yes. Pony down, baby.
What you talking about? Walk me out all day long. You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, Kim, I don't know, Kim. You got any last words? Any shout outs, sweetie?
No, but you can follow me on Facebook at Model Kimberly Nicole, and I'm on Twitter at Kim_Nicole. And Curvy Girls Kitchen is now on Facebook as well, so we're there, Curvy Girls
okay.
Kitchen.
Okay.
I want to give you my site. I got this character card, Starshima Jones. And Starshima is a woman. She has 9 kids and 2 husbands, and both of them live with her. And they don't know if whose kids is what because they act like both their daddies.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
It's really, really ghetto. It's really, really ghetto. Like, they the Joneses. You know how people always say keeping up with the Joneses?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's crazy as hell. So if you keeping up with them, that could be what's wrong with your life. So I made this character, and I play all 12 characters. So
wow.
It's very interesting. It's Starshima with two E's. You can find it at Starshima Jones at Twitter or just Facebook, Starshima Jones, and check out my videos. It's called 1-800-COMPLAIN.com, and Starshima people call in and ask her questions like they need their car fixed. They be like, Starshima, I need my car fixed. Starshima be like, well, baby, what you got to do is you got to take some sugar and put it in your gas tank and put some honey in your radiator and start it up. No, first you got to let it sit, and then you start it up, and I guarantee you'll have to buy a new car tomorrow. And they be like, oh, thank you, Starshima. That's right, that's right. Doing damn well that if you do that, you're going to have to buy a new car tomorrow.
That's your ass. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Well, listen.
Take me out.
Kimberly, you make sure that you post Curvy Girl's Kitchen on my wall, sweetie. And you know I am your biggest fan and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So you do the damn thing. And whenever anything comes up, you bring it here to the morning show, and we'll make sure it get out, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, then, sweetie. You keep doing the damn thing and keep rocking the runway.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. We just do it in real big old school Fridays here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. That was my girl, Kimberly Nicole, plus size supermodel. She doing the damn thing and this, that, and the other. I told that girl if she ever come to Las Vegas, I would run into her like a hobo into a freight train and shit. You know what I'm saying? Look here. I told that girl I would work her like a smoked neck bone. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness!
Like, you know what I mean?
Why she ain't came to Vegas? Don't nobody want to be no neck bone.
She know me, she know Fat Man, she know I love me, some big girls, she probably just treated that
like a cartoon, like on Daffy Duck when they would be hungry and the other person would just turn into a chicken. She just probably treated herself smoked neck bone.
Exactly.
In the next day.
Exactly, she would be sitting by me and I would look at her and she would turn into a smoked neck bone. Trust me, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's 9:16 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying, y'all? We doing it real big on the old school Friday throwback. We just talking a little shit, me and my girl Ella, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to join this conversation, hit us up at 347-884-8810, because we both on our suit and tie shit.
I can't wait till I get you on so good looking.
Dress I like, love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things.
it out your seat, Hov.
All black at the white shows. White shoes at the black shows. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a sex. South guy got from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Gears of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with some makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young, no papers, catch papers, get high, out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble, you just got good genes, so a dude trying to cuff you, tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you, tell your father we go father as a couple, they ain't lose a daughter, got a son, I show you how to do this, huh,
As long as I catch my suit and tie, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight, baby got fixed up suits and eyes, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Most people would consider this illegal.
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 Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bomb shit. See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
It's Boss Rhyme. And I'm back with the crack and the thugs and the drugs, nigga black. The best to do it, we only deal with the facts, bitch. Blazing and I'm so amazing on the tracks, bitch. And I jump and I skip and I hop and I flip over niggas like gymnastics. Watch the way I come and I'm giving the streets asses. Bastards, niggas know I'm the king of the classics. Drastic pressures, I'm spreading like a rash, bitch. Clashes in session, you're about to get your ass kicked. Emperor of every round table of the house. And when I speak, niggas respect me as leader of the councilman. God rap, God persona, God thriller, God body in the flesh, call me Godzilla. Now I know you see we be the most prominent, dominant niggas, respect my conglomerate.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bomb shit. See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
Yeah!
Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo, what?
Just respect my conglomerate.
What's my move?
Nigga to have a
got your boy Fat Man back up in here from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. That was my man Busta Rhymes and Respect My Conglomerate. 9:25 a.m. out here, you know what I'm saying? I remember back when Busta Rhymes was with the leaders of the new schools and everything, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I remember when Busta Rhymes made his first initial television debut when he was on the Arsenio Hall show, and they was doing a scenario, and he pulled off his little Dr. Seuss hat and turned it inside out as he was, as I rewind at the get of the rhyme. Man, that nigga went the fuck off on fucking Arsenio Hall. After that, that's when they broke up. Charlie Brown got pissed off. The other little guy got mad and shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? All because of, you know, they were afraid of Busta's talent. They were afraid of his experience. I mean, he is the only artist that I know that when he steps on stage, he actually explodes.
Animated.
I mean, the energy level, I mean, the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? And this is what we're talking about, you know. Back then, you know, when with the old school hip-hop, that's what we were talking about, stage presence, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these artists today don't possess stage presence. They wonder why, and they wonder why when I'm on stage performing, I go back to the old school shit and somebody say, oh, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. You know, get your crowd back involved in your set when you're performing and things like that. You know what I'm saying? People want to see a show. They just don't want to sit there and, you know, and listen to your music and, you know what I'm saying? And especially if you ain't got shit to say.
Exactly.
What you say, man?
I said be bored to death.
Right.
You're so bored, if you died, you wouldn't even know it. You just wake up dead because this nigga gonna bore you to death. Like, nigga, what are we talking about here? What he like Willy Wonka? He was like, you're mumbling again, little boy. You know what I mean?
I swear, I was
listening to this dude's CD the other day, and I'm gonna say his name, Young Dro. And I did it by accident because I was hooking my speakers up. And as I was listening to it, it was like I could feel the intellect leaving my brain. Like my intellectual energy was being sucked out of me trying to listen to what the fuck he was trying to convey. I couldn't understand nothing he was saying. I wanted to go fight him, slap shit out of him. You know what I mean? But this music, and I was joking with my husband. I was like, I should write a book called When the Music Stops, The Birth of Hip Flop. You know what I mean?
When did
hip flop begin? Like, we need to sit down and have a council to when the music turned into bullshit.
Music is
that's bullshit. KRS-One, what do you say? In 4 seconds, the teacher will begin. Let us begin. What, where, why, or when will all be explained like instructions to a game. He telling you what he about to explain to you, and then he explains to you. I like music to captivate my mind. I like music that makes me want to think. I like music that makes me want to research what he talking about. You know what I mean? I want music that makes me feel a certain way. This music does nothing for me, and I'm old school. I can take you back to songs like GQ, I Do Love You. I can take you back to Howlin' Wolf because my granddaddy was a music lover. I remember 8-track tape, Coco Taylor. Man, I can go so far back. It's like I got a data bank of music in my head, and I can see it from where it was then to where it is now, you know?
Right.
And like even the beats are so, blah, blah, blah. That's all it's, they sound like Ray Pookie. You know, I got the character on 1-800-COMPLAIN.com, Ray Pookie, and he a cold rapper, but he never uses words. So you don't understand what he's saying. You just be rapping to the beat of what he's saying, but he's not even using actually words. He'd be like, you know? And that's how these rappers sound to me.
That's how they sound. Yeah, you're right. You are definitely right. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot has changed since we were listening to hip-hop music. Rappers like Dana Dane, Cool G Rap, you know, those guys, look here, those guys were rapping without cursing. You know what I'm saying? You remember when I take it all the way back to the Jungle Brothers Native Tongues.
Hold on,
when it was the Jungle Brothers, Queen Latifah, Moni Love, De La Soul, we go all the way back to the boot
camp. Herbie Lovebug. Herbie Lovebug. They don't know nothing about Herbie Lovebug. All that Kid and Play, House Party, all that came out of him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And now don't nobody even know about Herbie. I bet you can't ask the average 30-year-old, 25-year-old who Herbie Lovebug is, and they would be able to tell you. But I bet you they love House Party and Kid and Play and all that. I bet you they love Martin. Martin came out of the Herbie Lovebug, Salt and Pepper Clique.
He was the DJ on House Party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everything.
You know what I was
listening? Listen, we got another call coming in. We got another caller on the line right now. Another one of my BBW models is calling in. I think this is one of the BBW pageant winners, if I'm not mistaken. But she's calling in today right now. Y'all know Fat Man love his big girls and everything like that. On the phone, we got my girl Lisa, Miss Beauty Plus, on the phone. What's going on, Lisa?
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
We're fine. We're waking everybody's asses up this morning and everything. How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm wonderful. You guys are waking people up, and I've been up all night.
Oh, okay then. All right then. Well, when you got to stay that pretty, I'm pretty sure you got to stay up all night and everything. That's what.
Beauty doesn't sleep.
You know,
tell that
lie. You know,
I need a beauty sleep. I wake up beautiful, honey. I don't have to sleep.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
I do need some beauty rest at times, though, because we've just been busy. We put together a bedroom mix 2014 for those Valentine lovers out there. So we wanted to get that completed, and we finished that up last night, and it's hot.
Okay. Oh, that's why you was up all night and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? After you got finished with the bedroom mixtape, I'm pretty sure you did a bedroom mix too. I would hope so.
After you get done with the mix, the bedroom.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
what it's all about. So, Lisa, tell everybody a little bit about what you do, how you started doing it. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Well, I'm Mrs. Nevada Plus America 2011, Miss Beauty Plus America 2012, and Miss Beauty Plus World 2013. I've been modeling all my life. I've not always been a BBW, but I've always been in the pageant world. My parents kind of kept me in that world from the time I was 4 years old. I was the first black Girl Scout in Nevada to be in a commercial.
Okay.
And so I'm just excited about the whole pageant world, the whole modeling world. I enjoy it very much. I enjoy sharing what I have. About 3 years ago, I almost died to domestic violence, and I guess he thought that was going to stop the beauty queen, but that couldn't stop me.
Bookies don't stop till they only start until the owner gets tired.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure it didn't stop you. It probably just fueled your fire even more.
Oh, yes, most definite. I went from being told that I would never, you know, be able to model again and never be able to be as beautiful again to knowing who I am more and realizing that what he did only pumped my brakes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, there's a thing in...
There's
a thing called a crucible, and it's a pot that you boil clay in. And I look at events in life like that. You're just reforming yourself. You're just in this hot pot, and your pieces may have been broken up, but you're just in this pot. And when you come out, you'll be an even better vessel. So bump him.
Right.
And I mean, you know, I didn't laugh about the situation, but because it took place in front of my children. So, but I did laugh at the situation afterwards because, you know, ultimately, God gets the glory, so I don't care about all that other stuff. But just coming out of a coma state and being able to walk and talk again, you know, surviving mm-hmm. a stroke in the middle of all of that, I feel like mm-hmm. I'm so blessed. I feel
yes,
like, you know, everything that has happened to me happened for a reason, and it wasn't even for me, because now what I'm doing now, I'm a domestic violence advocate. So now I advocate for victims. I never thought I'd do that. I thought I was going to stick to modeling the whole world, you know, modeling
right.
throughout my life, you know.
Right.
But I'm excited. I use my platform of domestic violence during the pageant, and it's kind of catapulted me to a new level.
Right.
I just enjoy doing radio shows and talking to people like that man.
Right. Well, trust me, sweetie. Fat Man enjoys talking to people like yourself, because we try and bring something to our morning show that people don't rarely get on a morning show. I know we're a little over the top because we're on the internet, so we can basically say what we want to say and kind of do basically what we want to do, because we're not stuck to a format or anything like that. Which brings me to the question: when you're stuck to a format, how you being in pageants, plus size industry? I know you say you never was really a plus size woman and things like that. There. Explain to the people the protocol, because it's a lot of women out there that don't understand that there is, there are rules, regulations in the plus size industry, being a plus size model, being a plus size representative, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I mean, not just in the industry, we're talking about self-satisfaction. Explain that.
Correct. A lot of times people look at the BBWs, the Big Beautiful Women, as just a piece of meat or something that, or someone that they can lay with. A lot of us have a lot of respect for ourselves. A lot of us have this uncanny knack about ourselves to just thrive to do something greater. I don't look at just my size. I look at the person inside of the size, and that's me, mm-hmm. Lisa, the queen. I carry myself as such at all times. At all times. I refuse to be disrespected by anyone, whether it's a man or another woman. A lot of the BBW websites I'm not associated or affiliated with because of the way they carry themselves. I'm not knocking mm-hmm. anyone. Everyone has a right mm-hmm. to be who they are and do what they want. It's their show. It's their, you know, their site. But me personally, I'm about self-respect, self-esteem, mm-hmm. and self-awareness. If I'm aware that I'm in a situation that does not belong to me, it is up to me to look at my self-respect and decide, is this for me or is this not for me? And if it's not mm-hmm. for me, I need to make a move. That's how I
How long were you in a relationship that, you know, caused you trouble?
I was married for 25 years.
Wow.
25 years, yes. And to that union, four children. Who actually, my oldest son is listening in right now. I told him, don't talk.
Someone is blowing me up. Hold on, excuse me. Mute me, fat man.
But I have four children. They're 28,
okay.
25, 14, and 15. Yeah, four boys.
Oh, okay.
So, you
okay.
know, they,
four
they love
boys,
their
huh? Yeah,
four boys.
I'm pretty
I call
sure.
them my young kings.
Right. I'm pretty sure they do. Now, since you brought that up real quick, you brought up that you're raised, that you have four boys, you've been married for 25 years. What is the difference in raising your boys now that you are somewhat of a single mother versus to when you were married? What are you teaching them now that was different from then?
Well, it has been challenging. The one thing that I am, Fat Man, it's very transparent. It mm-hmm. has been very challenging. One, because they witnessed what happened to me. Two, they are boys, and mm-hmm. I never thought I would have to be a quote-unquote single mom. I do have some great men in my life that are there as role models for my boys, such as my honey, the infamous DJ Remix.
Mm-hmm.
He stands by me, and he's helping me to guide my boys. It was hard at first because I didn't know whether I was coming or going. I was still dealing mentally, you know, with everything. And there were lots of men that thought that they could come in my life just to get a taste of the pudding. But I wanted more than that. You know, I have my fair share, don't get me wrong. But I wanted more. And I decided, when I decided I wanted more, I had to make it happen. And it's right. been, like I said, a challenge. My boys are very strong-willed. They're just like their mom. They have a piece mm-hmm. of their dad. I'm never going to take that away from them either. But I do know that at this challenge, it's daily, but it's worth it because they're my children. They're my young kings, as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them to carry themselves as such every day. I had to deal with a challenge with one of my kids the other day that I thought, I'm going to lose my mind. But it was people like I said, like Remix, who said, you know what, you got this, baby, you got it. You are okay, and it's okay to vent, and it's okay to be emotional. A lot of times we think as women, it's not okay for us to be emotional in the public eye. We should do it always behind the scenes. But I am so transparent. When I tell you I have cried and cried and cried, I am not joking. But I also am a very happy person. And so me being a happy person keeps me in that place, and knowing who I serve keeps me in that place.
Right,
I just love
right.
being mom. I love being a queen. I love being mom. I love being someone's woman. I love all those things.
Right. And trust me, sweetie, I love it in you, too. I love that you are all those things. I love that you are all those things, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why, you know, I have the same philosophy. This is why I go so hard in the paint for plus-size women and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, representing for our plus-size men, you know what I'm saying? And I hear you. You know, a lot of women feel that men aren't supposed to express their feelings. Men aren't supposed to let you know when they're hurting and things like that. And I kind of put a different twist on it, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I've had some women call me emotional and things like that. And actually, I really don't give a fuck because it's like, yo, I'm going to let you know how I feel because if I don't let you know how I feel, it could go left. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people look at me, fat man's big ass and cry too, you know what I'm saying, and this and the other. I'm just man enough to say it. I'm just man enough to do it.
You know
lot of these cats
guess
out
what?
Here, say what?
I was going to say, and guess what, baby, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I love it, even when, and he's going to kill me
for saying this because he's probably listening too, but I love when he has his emotional moments. You know,
well, of course.
When he has his emotional moments and he's trying to play it off, that's actually sexy.
Right. That's the thing of like I tell you know, ladies, and especially our plus size ladies. You know, and people ask me why do I separate? You know, when I say my big girls and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I'm talking about all women, but you got to understand. Fat Man hasn't dated all women. All the women that Fat Man has dated has been plus-size women. Only thing a skinny woman can do for me is bring me a glass of water and a menu. That's about it right about now. You know what I'm saying? That's all I've known because of the person who raised me was a plus-size woman. So I was fascinated. I was fascinated from a child. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I mean? And it's just that, I try and tell women just as much as men, listen to what your significant other is saying. Don't listen at them. Listen to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if I can't come, you know, and if I can't come and sit down with you and basically talk to you or tell you whatever's on my mind without you going left or anything like that, you know what I'm saying, then that's what makes relationships work. That's what turns a person you meet into a best friend before he's your permanent friend. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And see, people don't understand or even get the concept of what a real woman wants. Yes, we want a man that's strong and can handle anything and all of that, and that's great. But ultimately, we want a man that wants to spend time with us. You know, it's nothing extravagant. We just want to be catered to with, you know, with pure love and genuine actions, you know, that show us that you care and that you're thinking about us.
You know something.
And then the reward for you.
You know something? I'm going to be honest with you.
And the reward for you would be priceless.
Right. Well, my thing is this. I don't know if it's the thing that I don't know if it's the thing that a woman that doesn't know how to be treated or never been treated a certain way. My problem is I run into women that don't know how to handle being treated with respect, being put on that pedestal, being being wanted by a man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, few ladies out there, it's like, okay, babe, yeah, I sit here, I do my morning shows, this, that, and the other, and everything. When you get off work, I'm looking forward to spending time with you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And things. I'm exactly. looking forward to you coming here. This is why dinner is done. This is why, I want to put you in the tub so you can get a bath and everything like that so you can relax when you're around me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm running into women that don't even know how to handle that. They look at me like I'm crazy. They look at me like, well, what you want to do that for? And it's
Guess what? There's a lot of women, and I can say this myself, that have never experienced that. I never experienced anyone running my bath but me my whole life, that I can remember, until I got with Remix. And when Remix did that the first time, literally, and I'm going to be real transparent, literally I cried because I didn't know how to accept that. I didn't know how to handle it. And he didn't even know, like, what do I do? I'm running the bath. I got the candle lit and, the bubbles and it scents and it smells good in here. And she's enjoying this, but yet she's in tears. It was an emotional, it stimulated my emotions to the level of, wow. I say to any woman, if you've never, ever, ever, have man do that for you, you better try it. Yes, we know how to, run the water for ourselves, and yes, we know how to go in there and take a shower, but it's something about your king running your water for you and putting the bubbles in there and lighting the candle.
That's my
problem. I'm telling you, it's very essential.
That's my problem. That's my problem, because it's like you get the women that won't allow you to be king. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's like you deal with these women, and it's like, you ain't got to tell me you ain't got to tell me to pay rent, power, buy groceries, all that shit, this, that, and the other. Where I come from, that's automatic, because I'm gonna pay the cost to be the boss where I'm at, because I'm big daddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't understand why women can't sit back and let a man.
In fact,
man,
you can't just
tell
the women. That's a mutual thing.
Especially when especially when a man's trying to be, romantic, things like that, you know what I'm saying? If there are men out there that do like that shit, you know what I'm saying? Just for the ladies that's listening and everything, I try and tell y'all on Thick Nation Radio all the time, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, what a man wanted, everything like that. But it don't seem to sink in. I guess that's why I'm still single.
like I said, it's a conscious collective of niggerdom. People don't know how to accept people being nice to them. I don't know if it's black people or if it's white people too, but, it's white people too, because, like, at my job, I bring them stuff all the time from the Forgotten Harvest Drive I do. And they be looking at me like, you're really bringing us stuff? Oh, wow, you're so nice. I met this guy, my rapper Trill, and his friend had on a raggedy pair of shoes. He was like, I like one of them shoes. He was like, the other one was like, you like mine? I'm like, dude, why you ain't got no shoes? I was like, you can come to my house. My husband got extra shoes. You can get a pair. If them your shoes, come to my house and get a pair of shoes. And they was looking at me like, what? Why? What you up to? People don't know how to accept kindness. Everybody's on passion.
That's true.
Not too many people
that's
on compassion. You know? It's a battle. Passion versus compassion. Are your acts out of compassion, or is it a passion that you're feeling for yourself when you do things for people?
Well, a lot of times it's action compared to reaction. People have reacted to things negatively so long that when they get something positive in front of them, there's an action that takes place that causes them to put up this wall.
But that's a group thing. That's a group thing.
It is.
Have you ever heard of Pavlov's dog? It's a scientific experiment by this man, Ivan Pavlov, and he took a dog and he would ring a bell and he would give the dog the food. And eventually he would, every time he would ring the bell, the dog's mouth would start to water. So he conditioned the dog to the point where he could ring the bell and the dog's mouth would water. And it's the same concept with human mind. It's called cognitive dissonance, meaning even though you know something is real, you would deny it because it's a shock to the system. So when a person comes and say, I want to give you this free whatever, you're thinking, okay, what do you want? People aren't used to people doing things for them without the need to receive, you know?
But guess what? I even went there. I can even step back on that. After going through all of that with the domestic violence, the one thing that I did was assume that everyone that tried to do anything nice for me after that had an ulterior motive. Why? One, because everyone who was supposed to do something nice for me hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Once I had the opportunity for someone to do something for me, I assumed, again, that they were trying to either get something from me or hurt me.
Your system. A shock to your system. You probably have post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'm not telling you to go seek a psychiatrist or anything like that, but research what it is. I've been in a domestic violence relationship, and for years after, I still had automated responses, even though I didn't know I was having them. So when I came across post-traumatic stress disorder, like, okay, this is what's caused me because it's like being at war. And if you were in that situation for 25 years, you've been in a war for 25. So your body is adapting to being in a normal environment. You know what I mean? So, so when someone comes and say, I want to do something nice for you, and I can feel what you're saying in the beginning, you was like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, what you trying to do? I know you out to get me. Come on, what you really want?
Because, check this out, this guy... when we lost, because we lost everything, and we had to start all over, and we were homeless for 9 months. And this guy wanted to give me a car. First thing I thought was, he wants some. Why are you trying to give me a car?
Right.
And he said, he's like, no, ma'am, I just see you and your kids walking every day, and I just want to help you. And I kept saying, but why? You know, I just couldn't accept the idea of someone wanting to do something nice for me.
You know what?
Having an ulterior motive.
I'm not a Christian, but I'm going to give you this parable. You ever heard the story of when they say the man was in a house and the house started to flood and he went up to the roof and then God sent the boat and he was like, oh, I don't know. And then he sent the helicopter and then he died and got to heaven like, oh, my God, how'd I get here? Because you didn't get on the boat. I told you, you asked me to send
something.
I sent you everything. You wouldn't take them.
You wouldn't take them.
You know, I call it the universe, and the universe and the law of karma works in mysterious ways. So that person could have been your karma being returned to you because of what you went through. You have a karmic due. They always talk about karmic debt, but because of the pain you suffered, you have a greatness that's coming based on what you went through. So the universe owes you to have the best. So just expect it to come and open yourself up to receive it. And when it comes to you,
since then, I've had no issues with receiving. And or
thank you very much. God bless you.
Look,
I've
always been a giver, so I've always known how to give, so I knew how to receive as well. It was just an emotional moment in time, and I am a Christian woman, and I can tell you that it was hard even then. You know, I had, you know, my leaders, everybody trying to help me, and I went into this. I want to say, into like a sabbatical. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to do anything. But the one thing God continued to show me was I was beautiful inside like I was outside. So get past what I see.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 And on that note, y'all, we got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's 9:54 a.m. I want to thank everybody for calling into the show and being on the show. My host, Tara, a.k.a. Illuminati. And,
Minati.
Of course,
Illuminati, like how they everybody Illuminati.
Okay.
No, I'm Illuminati.
See, this is what I be talking about. All these damn names and shit, this, that, the other. Keep it simple. Shit. You know what I'm saying? A big shout out to my girl Lisa, plus size model and plus size beauty pageant model and everything. Where can they find you at, Lisa, if they want to get in touch with you?
Yes, anyone who's on Facebook can look us up at Gary and Lisa Perfectly Imperfect. That's our couples page. And I am also on Facebook as Miss Beauty Plus Queen. And you can find me on Facebook.
All right, all right. Y'all heard that and everything. And Kyra, where can everybody find you at and find your show?
They can find me on Facebook as Illuminati, I-L-L-A-M-I-N-I-T-R. Or they can find me anywhere on the web at Starshima Jones, S-T-A-R-S-H-E-E-M-A. It's everywhere. Just all you got to do is type in Starshima. I'm trying to make her a national name, so whenever you type in Starshima, she pop up, you know.
Right.
All right.
I was going to say earlier about me, it's Lisa Reed, so. Nice meeting you, Starshima.
I do that. Check me out.
I appreciate y'all being on the show. And everything, and we will be back Monday to do it all over again, and this, that, and the other, and I don't know. I think I'm going to be putting together my sexually speaking show real soon. I might do a test run this Sunday just to see what's going on out there and everything. So y'all stay tuned for that. But thank you for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. And be good, y'all. Don't be mean to nobody. And fellas out there, put your woman on that pedestal. Make your girl put her first. You know what I'm saying? So for Fat Man and Illuminati, we out of here, y'all. We see y'all Monday. Holla at y'all Monday. Holla.
It was Friday night and I was feeling aight.
Yep.
Downtown Atlanta, big city, bright lights. Mixing Henny with the Sprite while I'm drinking and driving. No police lights, no police sirens. I'm headed to the club, looking for a freak. To spread a little love and spread a couple cheeks. Pull up to the spot, 26's like, bam. Eyes on me like, bitch, do you see him? Stroll through the front door, headed to the bip. Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. Scoping out the room and what do I see? A nice round butt and a pair of double D's. So I crept up like started what's happening. You killing that dress and I love it with a passion. Then she turned around and her face was aight. She had a gap tooth and a mean overbite. But I was like, bringing me home, cause she started looking better every shot of Patron, yep. I jumped up with a devilish grin, cause tonight, damn right, I might do it again. So I called up the homie, let's ride, we can hit the sports bar over on the south side. Hit a couple of Coronas, couple of limes,
yep.
Went up to the bar and saw a couple of dimes. So I slowly walked up and said, hi, my name's Ludacris and I'm a hell of a guy. One said, I know who you are, I'm your number one fan. And right now it's too bad I got a man, and I said, I understand. But where the hell is he at? Cause in a minute if he don't show up, then man. Grab the camera phone and take a bunch of drunk pictures. Cause Hennessy mixed with a whole bunch of Buddha equals you mixed with a whole bunch of looters. And you know how far one drink could go. Start slurring my speech, blowing up the flow. Hiking up your skirt, climbing up your shirt. It's Mr. Late Night Looter and I like to flirt. So guess what, baby girl?